You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. 75% of Treasure Valley residents say growth is happening too fast. That's according to a new survey by Boise State University School of Public Service. The survey also found that residents are worried about housing costs and traffic congestion. Jeff Lyons is an assistant professor with the School of Public Service at Boise State, and he helped conduct the survey, and he is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, first off, let's talk about this survey, because you do two surveys a year, correct?
That's right. We do, through the School of Public Service, we do a Treasure Valley survey every year, and we've been doing an Idaho statewide survey every year.
How many years have you been doing this?
Well, you know, Boise State actually did these surveys a while ago for a number of years. Then they stopped for a bit. We've recently restarted them in 2016 for the Treasure Valley survey.
So you've been doing this for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen much difference in what people are concerned with?
You know, it's really interesting. We actually have. When we first started doing this in 2016, we asked folks in the Treasure Valley about whether they thought growth was happening too fast, too slow, or about right. Back in 2016, people here were basically split between thinking it was too fast and about right, and we've seen a big shift over the past few years. This shift really picked up pace last year. Towards now, we've got folks saying about 75% of them saying growth is happening too fast.
Okay, so let's talk about growth specifically. What did you find out from people who took the survey when they talked about, you know, growth being too fast? Did they give examples or, you know, antidotes, or is it just check a box that it's going too fast?
Well, yeah, so it's all of the above, essentially.
Okay.
So we start by saying, you know, do you think it's too fast, too slow, you know, or about right? And then what we do is we follow up and we ask them about a series of different possible, you know, side effects of growth and ask how concerned are they about these different things. And what we find this year, and we also saw last year, was that traffic and congestion is the number one concern that people have. About 73% give very high ratings of concern for that, with affordable housing or the increased cost of living close behind that at about 67%. And then there's a range of other kinds of concerns that people have, from overcrowding in the places they visit to environmental impacts, et cetera.
So with the traffic issue, 75% of people that were surveyed also said that the Treasure Valley really needs more public transportation options. So did they give examples of what they wanted that to look like, or how else did transportation play into this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, in this particular survey, we didn't ask about what kinds of options they wanted, although we've done some of that in the past. One thing we've been asking is, you know, we have the general question of, do you think we should have more or less? And we've seen an increase in the share of people saying that they think we need to have more public transportation. We also have been asking questions about how do we fund public transportation. And so that's one of the things that we've been looking at also over the past few years. This year, for example, we put in some questions about would people be willing to support a local option sales tax to support transportation-related efforts, recognizing that currently most jurisdictions in Idaho can't do that. And we see majority support for doing
that. I was going to say, so what was that answer then?
Yeah, so about 60% said they'd be willing to support tax increases through a local option sales tax to fund either public transportation or widening of roads, more bridges, things like that. So more road-based.
So a lot of this, you know, we hear these conversations, or we tend to base them around Boise when it comes to growth, when it comes to transportation. When we say Treasure Valley, you do this survey across the Treasure Valley. So it does not include only Ada County.
That's exactly right.
Are the conversations different when you get outside of Boise?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. They're actually surprisingly similar when we get outside of Boise. If we look, for example, at respondents from Canyon County, they have very similar concerns, especially about traffic, but also about increased cost of living. We also do survey respondents in Boise County, Gem County, and Owyhee County. You know, because this is designed to be representative, we don't have as many people in those counties simply because they make up a smaller share of the population. But yeah, we see the same concerns outside of Ada County as we see inside of Ada County.
Are you surprised by that?
I have to tell you, initially I was. When we started doing these surveys, I expected to see some pretty big geographic differences. And there are some there. I'm not saying everything is the same across space, but they're much smaller than I originally anticipated, which kind of makes sense. These are issues, whether it's traffic or housing, that we are experiencing essentially valley-wide.
We're talking with Jeff Lyons. He's an assistant professor with the School of Public Service at Boise State. We're talking about their fourth annual Treasure Valley survey. Their statewide survey is being done right now, and you'll release that in January.
That's right.
So let's talk about growth, because that was another big thing that came out of this particular survey about the Treasure Valley. Most of the people in the survey, 77%, live in a single-family home. So a lot of them own their own homes, but what did they say about housing, especially when they own their own home?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the things that we always are interested in knowing is about kind of how insecure people might be in their housing. So if something were to happen in their lives, whether that's the loss of a job or a divorce, right? A variety of things can happen that might change people's household dynamics, and they had to move, would they be able to find something comparable or something similar? And so we asked a question basically saying, if you had to leave your house today, how confident are you that you'd be able to find something similar that you could actually afford? And we see that a sizable majority of people here are not confident they could find something that they could afford.
In fact, I believe it's 66% said no. So if you have 77% saying they live in a single family home, and then, I mean, that is a huge number.
That's right. And you know, we also have looked at some of these numbers if we split our group of respondents out by renters versus owners. Mm. And we asked a question about financial strain, where we said, you know, the cost of your housing cause a financial strain to your home? And what we saw amongst those who rent is that 65%, so almost 2 in 3, say it does cause a financial strain. And so when we look at most of the housing-related questions that we ask, the renters are perhaps not surprisingly the most financially vulnerable to our increased cost of living.
How has the answers to housing changed since 2016?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in part, we ask some different questions every year.
Okay.
So we don't have, for example, that growth question that you mentioned. We've been asking that same one all 4 years.
So you can
now
see a significant change in that because it is the same question.
Exactly. But in the housing section this year, you know, we chose to make a larger part of the survey about housing. So because of that, we have some new questions on here this year, and we will be asking those again in the future then to kind of start this year as a baseline and track future changes. But a lot of these are actually new questions just this year.
What about the people who answered the survey? Because 72% of them have not lived in the Treasure Valley their whole lives. So what did you find out about them?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, all this discussion about growth, we wanted to know who were some of these folks. What did they look like? And so what we did was we asked people whether they lived here all their life. We find that a sizable majority had not, meaning they had moved here at some point. That could be from another state. It could be from another part of Idaho. Mm. And then we kind of want to see how are they similar or how are they different than the folks that have been here. You know, we hear a lot of discussion about Californians, for example, and discussions about how the Treasure Valley might be changing. And so we looked at political partisanship, for example, to see are they similar or different. And what we find actually is that the folks moving here demographically are a lot like the folks who have been here for a much longer period of time. So we shouldn't maybe expect to see a whole lot of demographic change in the Treasure Valley as a result of people moving here.
So what else did you find out about people within this survey?
You know, so we focus primarily on the growth issues, mm-hmm. so housing and transportation. You know, one of the things we wanted to know on the transportation front was that, you know, folks say they want more public transportation. One question is, are people using it today and would they use it in the future? And so we found that in our sample, at least 88% of the people who are commuting to work are doing so by driving alone in a car, which is a pretty high number. It suggests there could be a lot of room for improvement. We asked those people who said they drive alone, you know, would you be willing to take public transportation mm-hmm. if the system were made to be a lot more efficient? And we found that 24% said that they would. And, you know, I think that could be read a number of different ways. On the one hand, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's a fairly small slice of drivers.
When you're looking at the 88%, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, So what do you do with this information? Because, yes, you can gather it, but then what?
Yeah, great question. Our goal is to be a resource to decision makers here in the Treasure Valley. And so, you know, before we do this survey, we go around and we talk to people who are engaged in conversations about growth, about housing. We talk to elected officials, mayors, city council members, et cetera, about the kinds of challenges they're facing and the kinds of information they'd like to see. One of the things about the Treasure Valley and really the state of Idaho as a whole is there is not a whole lot of this kind of data. We don't have much publicly available survey data here. And so oftentimes it puts decision makers in a tough spot. So what we do with this is all of this information is available on the School of Public Services website. If you were to go to the Boise State School of Public Service website, there's a tab for surveys. You can see a report on this survey as well as all of our past surveys. We also go around the valley and make a number of presentations to elected officials, to folks in the nonprofit world, et cetera.
Before I let you go, I want to quickly talk about the other survey, which is the statewide one that will be coming out in January. You've been doing this for a couple of years now as well. There sometimes seems to be a disconnect in particular between the great state of Idaho and the actual state of Idaho. What do you find within this survey? Are there vast differences, or are we more similar than we may think?
You know, as with the Treasure Valley, we are more similar than we might think. There are geographic differences. But in that survey, across the whole state of Idaho, sometimes we will break out Ada County and compare it to the statewide numbers. They often aren't super different. Sometimes we'll look across media markets. So the Boise media market, we would compare it to the Twin Falls or the Spokane media markets. And I would say more often than not, what we see is similarities.
I want to thank you for coming in today. People can find the actual survey on your website.
That's right. Boise State School of Public Service. There's a link there to all of our surveys. And my name is Jeff Lyons, and you can also find me on there and shoot me an email if you have any questions.
Or comments, probably.
Or yeah, undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. We've been talking with Jeff Lyons, an assistant professor with the School of Public Service at Boise State University, talking about the 4th Annual Treasure Valley Survey. It is out right now. You can find it on their website. The statewide survey will be available in January. Always good to have you in.
Thanks so much.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.